Today, Chaitanya Charitamrita class will be given by His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhu. Is Ram Giridhari Prabhu, are you there, please?
Yes, Mataji, I am present. Hare Krishna.
Would you please take over the call now? Thank you for giving your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 22, text number 121. The chapter titled, The Process of Devotional Service. This is a very famous verse. Shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Pujana, Vandana, Parichajaya, Dhasya, Sakya, Atmanivedana. Translation. After one is established in devotional service, the positive actions are hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, praying, serving, accepting servitorship, becoming a friend, and surrendering fully. So we will discuss this shloka in a little bit of a detail and share some perspectives. So we will offer some invocation prayers before we start discussing. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the context that we are currently in is where Mahaprabhu has started explaining about various practices of devotional service. Mahaprabhu was discussing elaborately about this process of devotional service to Sanatana Goswami. And as a matter of practice, he went to the fullest detail possible and going on to the technicalities of the process of devotional service. This chapter is very technical as well as so many details that Mahaprabhu is giving about the devotional service. When we very carefully read, we can easily map to what Srila Prabhupada has established as a part of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Especially the verse that is starting today, Mahaprabhu is going to explain about various components or various actions in Krishna consciousness. And he is starting with this 9 processes of devotional service and he is going to go on defining more and more. So we'll just discuss today's verse in detail. These 9 forms of devotional service, as we always understand or should have understood, bhakti is defined by two definitions. One definition of bhakti is about sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tatparatyena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. So one definition of bhakti is how we need to get rid of the anomalies within ourselves and we need to purify our existence by serving the senses of the Supreme Lord. That is defined as bhakti. And one step above, that is about anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. That's the next level, uttama bhakti. So when we talked about bhakti, it is about purification of our consciousness. And Mahaprabhu has been speaking about purification of our consciousness by the choice of our service, by the choice of our association, by avoiding bad association, by being careful. And now he is explaining about those activities that we should prominently subscribe to. When explaining about pure devotional service, Kapila Dev is talking to Mother Devahuti. Kapila Dev is explaining to Mother Devahuti the three important principles of this devotional service. Srila Prabhupada writes about this in 3rd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 29th chapter. And he refers the same thing in Nectar of Devotion in the very first chapter. Srila Prabhupada talks about this particular point that I'm going to speak about. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the 3rd canto, 29th chapter, text number 12 and 13, or maybe 11 and 12. He says that there are three important characteristics a pure devotee need to inculcate. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada elaborately explains that if someone's mind, if someone is using his intelligence, if someone is utilizing his time, if someone is utilizing everything that the Lord has given him for taking care of these three things, then devotional service will be easier or natural. Number one, Srila Prabhupada is talking about, is about the characteristics of avichinna. Avichinna means without interruptions. No material condition can stop or shall stop the flow of devotional service of a pure devotee. Because the current context that we are talking is after one is established in devotional service, which means We are becoming serious students of our Siddhanta. In fact, anybody who is a student of Chaitanya Charitamrita should understand that we are doing postgraduate study. And postgraduate study means responsibility as well as commitment to that responsibility. So it is not anymore a new early neophyte stages in our devotional life that we can ignore, we can take things for granted. So as a part of today's discussion to enlighten or to discuss on this particular shloka, I would like to share some three sets of reflections, nine processes of devotional service, reasoning behind that. Ambarish Maharaj is one personality who was expert in performing all these nine processes of devotional service. We can say one process is done expertly by one devotee. From Shravanam, Parikshit Maharaj, Kirtanam, Sukadeva Goswami, Dasyam, Hanuman. So you can go on, you know, listening for every process. But Ambarish Maharaj is one such person who has lived a moment of practicing all these nine processes of devotional service. As a result of it, Narayana is constantly remembering Parikshit Maharaj. Sorry, Ambarish Maharaj. I think I shared that story of how Narada Muni shared a list of devotees that the Lord listed, in which Ambarish Maharaj's name is in the list, first name or one of the earliest name of devotees about whom the Lord is constantly thinking. In the sense, those devotees who are in the thoughts of the Supreme Lord, they are the example and they are our predecessors whose lineage we should follow. So when explaining about Parikshit Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada explains how he expertly dovetailed the entire day and activities and consciousness. So his body, his mind and his words, how he utilized using these nine processes of devotional service that was spoken over here. So as a first reflection, I would like to share Srila Prabhupada's recommendation about those three principles that Srila Prabhupada wrote in 3rd Canto, 29th chapter, text number 11 and 12. The first one he is talking about is Avichinna. As Avichinna, we need to learn to perform our action in such a way that there are no interruptions for our Krishna conscious activities. The example is given, the flow of Ganges water cannot be stopped by any condition. Similarly, a pure devotee who has got established in devotional service, who got attracted towards Krishna's name, form and pastimes, We can never stop him. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says in this connection that a devotee who has got spiritual energy can never be stopped. No external condition, health, wealth, followers, support, success, beauty, no external condition can stop, deter, or digress a person who is spiritually surcharged. So for following these 9 processes of devotional service, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, etc., it has to be done, or it is said that without interruption, a person is involved in any one of these activities. So the parallel here is, how avichinna is the nature of a devotee who is constantly in Krishna's thought, and what does he actually do is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnor Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam, and so on and so forth, which you are all going to hear and learn in the next few weeks, in a few sessions. 64 different such angas that Mahaprabhu is going to explain, starting from this. Here is 9, then next verse he's adding some more, then further verse he's adding some more. So it's a big list Mahaprabhu is building so that we can get to know the consciousness symptoms of a person who is Krishna conscious. So many a times we may wonder, what does devotees do? There was a very funny story. One day, one thief escaped from a jail and from punishment, and this thief came to hide himself, and without realizing where he is hiding, he entered an ISKCON temple. So, as compassionate as we could be, the devotees welcomed him. He didn't reveal himself as a thief. He said that I just need some shelter for, some time, can I stay here? They said, well, you are most welcome. Just that you need to be part of our temple program. He said, that's okay. He thought, in his mind, temple means, whatever, as people say that, just go worship, do some puja and come back. So he didn't have a clue of what he is getting into. So the devotee said that, we get up very early in the morning, take bath, and we have a morning Mangalarti at 4:30. He said, that's okay, no problem. How long the Mangalarti will go? He said, go on for, 45 minutes. He said, okay. He thought that he has to get up early, take bath. After Mangalarti, he can take rest. So next day morning, he got up, finished Mangalarti. He was about to go for rest. So the devotees told, no, now it's time for chanting. So they gave bead back to him. He didn't know what to do. He wanted to, show off that he is interested. So he kept his hand inside the chanting mala, but he never chanted. He kept on, walking here and there, thinking that there will be time for tea break or, rest. Then he was about to go to take rest. Then they said, no, there is Darshanarthi. So then after Darshanarthi, he thought he can go and take rest. So as soon as Darshanarthi got over, he was about to leave. He says, now there is Bhagavatam class. And after Bhagavatam class, there is breakfast, prasadam. And after that, he said, now that all the morning programs are over, I can go and sleep. Then some 2 devotees came and said, Prabhuji, we have to go for book distribution. Please get ready. Oh my God. So he took him to book distribution whole day. When they came back in the evening, honored prasadam. Then he said, now we have Sandhyarati. Then Sandhyarati then danced and had milk. And finally he crashed at 9:30. Then once again, 3:30 in the morning. So 1 week passed by this. So So one day this thief, when he was going out for book distribution, he got caught by the police. And the police asked, "Hey, what are you doing? Finally we caught you. Where were you all these days? What were you doing?" So he said that he is in ISKCON temple's hideout. And they asked, "What were you doing?" So he described from morning till evening what he was doing. They said, "We can't give you a better punishment than this, so be there only. Even in the jail, we will not be able to engage you, we will not be able to, you know, quote unquote, put you through the process of atonement or purification, or what you call as a punishment from a materialistic viewpoint. It may apparently sound like a joke, but Srila Prabhupada created a process wherein from the morning till the night, and even he made the sleeping as well as a part of our devotional agenda. In a sense, we sleep to be alert enough to get up in the morning." So without interruption, when Srila Prabhupada, you know, wrote as Avichinna, which actually means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnur, Sparanam. So that keeps us busy in such a way that the constant flow of consciousness, it is getting directed towards the Supreme Lord. The second characteristics that Srila Prabhupada wrote in that purport is about Ahaituki. Why are we doing this? Okay, I'm doing this hard labor, you know, working very hard, making sure that morning till evening I do something. In the materialistic context, anything that we do, we have a reason. The most important reason is us. So here Prabhupada writes, the word ahaituki means without reason. A pure devotee does not render loving service to the personality of Godhead for any cause or for any benefit, material or spiritual. This is the first symptom of unalloyed devotion. So the second quality that is expected of established devotees of doing things without any motives. Ahaituki. The third reason, the third point that Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport is about a principle called avyavahita, which means without cessation. A pure devotee must engage in the service of the Lord 24 hours a day without cessation. His life is so molded that at every minute and every second, he engages in some sort of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada says, another meaning of the word avyavahita is that the interest of the devotee and the interest of the Supreme Lord are on the same level. The devotee has no interest but to fulfill the transcendental desire of the Supreme Lord. So as a part of the first reflection, when we speak about being established in devotional service is actually meaning avichinna, which means without interruption, ahaituki, which means without any motives or reason, and avyavahita, which means how to do it without cessation or how to resonate the same level of consciousness as that of the Supreme Lord. And when somebody is working through this, naturally, these processes of devotional service, actions like Shravanam, Kirtanam, be the natural set of activities that keeps himself busy. The second reflection is, as a part of getting purified of our upadhi, as we discussed about the definition of devotion, when we keep ourselves busy, when we keep ourselves unmotivated, when we keep ourselves uninterrupted, then upadhi go away, and we keep ourselves busy where? Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam. For that, we are going to understand a principle of mission versus missionary. Srila Prabhupada, by his own personal mood, by his own personal priorities, by his instruction, and by his future planning perspective, Srila Prabhupada revealed to the whole world that how missionary he was for fulfilling only one single mission, which is the order he received from his spiritual master. So the principle of mission and missionary in this context is very relevant, because only a missionary can do these 9 things without interruption, without reason, and without cessation. This is not some superlative, superficial, sentimental agenda that Mahaprabhu is speaking over here. Mahaprabhu is speaking that after one is established in devotional service, he is doing sravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, pujanam, vandanam, all these things, and that too without interruption, without motivation, and without cessation. And that spirit, if he is there, he is called a missionary. Or to put it other way around, if we need to inculcate that spirit, one need to understand what it means to be a missionary. So the second principle, or the second reflection to understand this particular shloka is about how to be a missionary in Srila Prabhupada's mission. These 9 items are very easy to be speaking about understanding. But these 9 items to be our lifestyle, to make these 9 items over here and all the further ones that Mahaprabhu is going to speak as a part of our character, as a part of our personality, as a part of our lifestyle, and that too without interruption, without cessation, and without reason, is what actual Krishna consciousness is going to be. Today, we are all still getting cleansed and still getting prepared and still getting ready to be a devotee, because our legs are in 2 boats, yet we have a hope that by this continuation of this process, we will be able to switch ourselves to one single boat, which is Krishna's lotus feet and taking us to the spiritual abode. So the second reflection is about how to be a missionary. This missionary spirit is something that not only Prabhupada, not only Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, not only Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the entire parampara beginning from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the way till down, we can see. And the way the missionary spirit had been inculcated is by self-preaching, self-compassion, and self-introspection, and self-questioning. If a terrorist or an organization which is having destructive mentality even for stupid external sense gratificatory reason, somebody could be focused, organized, and be cooperative and be a missionary, what stops a Krishna conscious, favorable, conducive, progressive consciousness cannot facilitate being a missionary? It is not so easy to do destruction also. all those who are involved in notorious activities and nefarious activities and all sorts of, you know, abominable activities, they need to have some sense of cooperation and organization, without which they also can't function. With so much sense gratificatory and vices within them, if they could still function as a unit in whatever superficial capacity, what to speak of we, a sincere or apparently interested candidates, how much endeavor we need to put for us to be a devotee? Not so much. With the only one single variable, that how missionary are we? How much we have subscribed to the ideology that yes, I am part and parcel of a very important project, which is to fulfill the orders of Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada, right from 1922, since he met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, till 1977, till he left, disappeared from this planet, there was not even a single moment that he did not think of anything else. He was only thinking about, how do I fulfill the orders of my Guru Maharaj? Even when he spoke to Sumati Morarji at Mumbai, he only asked, you are claiming yourself to be like my daughter. This is my last opportunity for me. All of my time has gone only in introspection and planning and some little efforts. But this is my last opportunity for me to fulfill the promise and orders of my spiritual master. So please don't deny. She was actually kept on denying. She kept on saying, Swamiji, you don't have friends, you are not healthy, you don't have money, you don't know what you are going to go and do there. So I will not let you go. She was very hell-bent, not out of arrogance, but out of what you call as sympathy, or trying to sympathize the situation of Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada had a higher dimensional, you know, agenda. So he decided that he will persuade that. So as a practicing devotee, somewhere or other, even on theoretical level, we need to understand that from being a apprentice or being a trainee or being a candidate who is still getting trained, we need to switch ourselves to a missionary. And only with only one agenda, which is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So every time this thought of Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam should eat our head, should nag ourselves. Every activity that we do, whether we cook, whether we sing, whether we read, whether we work, whether we procreate, whether we do every activity, our head should be constantly reeling on only one agenda, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sankirtanam, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All these words 10 times from the core of your heart. That is our mantra. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Somehow or other, we need to make this Sri Krishna Sankirtan movement so victorious and make it a success and make everybody take advantage of this. So as a missionary, how do we make Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam? And this particular shloka over here is the way by which we can be a missionary. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam. So if you do not know what to do, look at this and do it. If you do not know how to keep yourself busy and also at the same time want varieties, do it. The bottom line is, how do we become a missionary? Because this is Mahaprabhu's desire also. Mahaprabhu says, I am a gardener, lone gardener, I can't pluck all the fruits. So it is you who need to come and extend your hands to help me collect more and more fruits. This Krishna consciousness process is so rare, as well as it is so easy. Better we latch on to this, become a missionary, so that we can go to Krishna at the earliest. Else, ashradhanaha purusha dharmasyasya param tapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. Ashraddha dhanaha purusha, be shraddhalu, be a person with utmost shraddha and faith in this process. And if you don't, what will happen? Mrityu samsara vartmani. We may have to keep rotating and revolving in this cycle of mrityu samsara vartmani. Birth, death, old age, disease, birth, death, old age, disease. And what does this actual missionary mean? Number one, missionary means commitment without any strings attached. I'm committed to this process. Missionary means the orders of the spiritual master is my life and goal. Missionary means I don't have any other priorities over fulfilling the purpose of the mission. So if you see the reflection one, without interruption, without reason and without cessation, that's a nutshell of what a missionary will be about. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, whichever place, anything that he does, he only connects it to the mission. That is why I always tell, Krishna consciousness is never, should never be part of our life. We can begin with that endeavor of keeping Krishna consciousness as a part of our life. But Krishna consciousness can never be part of our life, because Krishna consciousness being part of our life is only half the ocean crossed. Krishna consciousness should be a way of life for us. That is why Srila Prabhupada's one of the agenda is to restore Varnashrama system and establish Daiva Varnashrama. How to be a Grihastha in Krishna consciousness? How to be a Brahmachari in Krishna consciousness? How to be a Brahmana in Krishna consciousness? How to be a Shudra in Krishna consciousness? How to be a Vaishya in Krishna consciousness? So we need to tell the whole world that Krishna consciousness is not a practical utopian dream. It is not something that is unimaginable or impractical, that is old school thought as the today's younger generation think. It is our utmost responsibility to live up in such a way that we demonstrate to the whole world Krishna consciousness is pretty much scientific and can be applied in everyone's life, which can give us all pleasure that others think that we don't get. We need to tell them that we are more happy, more pleased and have more fun than others could think of. And technically speaking, yes, we do have the prasadam varieties, the relationships, the events, the festivals, the benefits. Oh my God, who will give that? So hence the second reflection is about being a missionary in the mission of our spiritual master. Jogyata vichare kichuna hi bai tomara karuna shara. So jogyata vichare kichu nahi bai tomara karuna shara. I personally, you know, evaluate if I have a qualification. I don't. But if I am part of your missionary, Vanara Sena in Ramayana, on their own capacity, they were either suppressed by Vali, or after Vali's death, they were totally in trance, in their own enjoyment. What happened was, there was an agreement between Sugriva and Lord Ramachandra. Sugriva told that you please help me fight my brother. I help you find your wife along with my monkey soldiers. The deal was stuck. Lord Ram fulfilled his promise. Lord Ram killed Vali and throned Sugriva as the king of Vanaras. As soon as Sugriva became the king, they all had a celebration. And they all had a, you know, party gala time. And all the monkeys started jumping, going around, having fun time. It almost 6 months passed, they totally forgot about the promise that Sugriva made to Lord Ram. Maybe 6 months, 4 months, you know, excuse me on the exact, long time, I mean couple of months probably. And over there Rama was getting restless, having sleepless nights, missing Mother Sita. Lord Ram told Lakshmana that, I don't know what to do. No, probably we were cheated by these monkeys. In the name of them, ready to extend their help. So hearing Rama's desperateness, Lakshmana became very angry and said that, I am going right away and finish off all the monkeys and teach them a lesson. Lord Ram said that, don't do that. If you want to do something, you just go and remind them. Probably they have forgotten. Probably they have, you know, they got into their own enjoying mood. If, after reminding them, if they deny, then let me know. We will take a decision on what to do with them. Then as soon as Hanuman saw Lakshmana coming in a very angry mood, he ran to Sugriva. I'm not sure if Hanuman did that or Angada did that, but somebody did that. And Sugriva realized this mistake and immediately sent a message to all his contacts and said that it is an order from monkeys Raja that every monkey in whichever part of the planet they are there, they are supposed to assemble here to be in the service of Lord Ramachandra. If any monkey doesn't come, I will finish him off. So as soon as Lakshmana came, Sugriva went and offered his apologies. My dear sir, kindly excuse us because we are monkeys, we forgot. We were in our own merrymaking, we were enjoying. So sorry, but never mind. Now that I have given instructions, very soon my team will be in place. We will be with you to, you know, in the mission of finding Mother Sita. The rest is the history, but the point I want to drive here is the missionary was enabled, was restored, was installed. The thought of missionary was reawakened by the mercy of Lakshmana, who is Balaram, who is Adi Guru, who is a spiritual master. So we, as the students of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we students of Srila Prabhupada, need to learn to reawaken. It is not that we new to us, it is old thing. But we forgot like these monkeys. In the song Jeev Jago, Gaura Chanda Bhole, Kota Nidra Javo Maya, Pisha Chira Kole. In that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing how we made a promise to Krishna, I won't be able to stay here for longer, so please bring me out. I assure you that I will worship you. We have told Krishna, what did we tell? That as soon as you let me out, it's a deal, I worship you. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu is coming and telling, wake up sleeping souls, wake up sleeping souls, how long will you sleep in the lap of the witch Maya? Because you forgot the promise you made. And because you forgot, and you are inflicted with this bimari, with this disease, I am coming up with a medicine. Enechi aushadi maya nasi bara lagi hari nama maha mantra lavotuni magi. I have brought the medicine along with you, so that you don't need to, waste your time anymore. So this is missionary. Get in action. And what is that action? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnor, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. Having all sorts of loving relationship towards the Supreme Lord. So when Lakshmana came, Sugriva asked for forgiveness, and they started their, their mission of searching Mother Sita. The rest is the history. How, without weapons, without training, without being organized, without being intelligent, till they became pure devotees, just because they were part of the missionary. Just by uprooting trees and throwing stones, they won over well-trained, well-equipped, well-organized military of Ravana. And nobody will believe this. People think this is mythology. But the reality is, those who know the process of Krishna consciousness, they know what it means to be a missionary. So my second reflection is that whilst we understand avichinna, ahaituki and avyavahita, which means without interruption, without reason, without cessation, resonating in the consciousness of the Supreme Lord, if somebody performs shravanam, kirtanam, vishnor, smaranam, etc., they will naturally be a missionary if they are consciously desiring for it. Now my last reflection is about what it means to be a missionary in the real sense. What are we supposed to expect as a missionary? Because if we do not know what to expect, we may assume that missionary is a happy, rosy, life, but missionary life is not necessarily what we think as happy, merry-making and, fun-filled. So I discussed in my classes of what is called as spiritual surrogacy. Of late in India, this surrogacy has increased by people choosing hire surrogate can carry the baby and give birth to the child, and for that there is a commercial contractual arrangement. This was originally, you know, preferred for those ladies who can't conceive. Surrogate mothers are needed for surrogacy because delivery. We want, but all the pains you would like to outsource. This surrogacy in Krishna consciousness is strongly condemned if you want to be a missionary. So the third reason, being serious and established in devotional service, spiritual surrogacy need to be given up. In a sense, we should not hesitate to go through the process of purification, which is challenge, pain, as well as whatever that we don't wish we may need to do if it is for the pleasure of our spiritual master. In a sense, the height of this understanding is that I get pleasure in taking the pains for my spiritual master. I get pleasure in taking the pains for Sankirtan movement. I get pleasure in taking the challenges for fulfilling the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I get pleasure in seeing to that Krishna consciousness is growing. Krishna consciousness movement is moving, not it is Krishna consciousness movement standstill. It is not Krishna consciousness standstill, it is Krishna consciousness movement. It needs to move forward. And as a dutiful member or associate of Krishna consciousness movement, what did I do to move this forward? So hence the third reflection is about how to avoid the mentality of evading pain and looking for only pleasure. In our general practitioner's tendency, we constantly yearn for activities, services, association, choices which are pleasing, which are nice for us. It is not wrong to think like that. But as a missionary, if this thought process is on top of our head, where I need to be having a comfortable service, or you do a service which I like most, you will still remain Kanishta. If you have to go to Uttama, you need at least understand this fundamental factor that I need to have a life of dedication, which means there may be pleasure, there may be challenges, there may be fear, there may be pain, there may be, you know, sacrifice, there may be tolerance, there may have to be so many quotients which otherwise we may not like, but we still choose them because that is our constitutional nature. So the third reflection hence is how, rather than just looking forward for things which we like, we look forward and do things which are needed. And to help that process, to help us be the one ready to face every situation for the pleasure of our spiritual master, these nine processes of devotional service helps us to align. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnur, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. These nine processes of devotional service keeps us engaged in some form or the other. We remain committed and the missionary. Jayapataka Maharaj once told this story very personally in Radha Rasa Bihari temple. I'm talking about 15-20 years before. So he said that in those days, 1969-70, Srila Prabhupada had very limited disciples and also very limited financial resources. So in those days, what happened was that devotees used to do job outside to earn money so that it can be utilized for missionary purpose. So the routine used to be that some devotees like Jayaprataka Maharaj and few other, you know, stalwart devotees in those days, they get up in the morning, Mangalarti, then 6 o'clock onwards their duty starts. So they used to work. Jayaprataka Maharaj shared that with us, that he used to have double shift, 6 o'clock till 2 o'clock one shift, and 2 o'clock till night, you know, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock another shift. So they have to work two shifts. So he was in the morning shift from 6 o'clock, he was working in a coffee shop as a janitor, as he was doing a cleaning job. So one day while he was doing the cleaning and mopping and, you know, so as he was doing, he was singing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and he was, you know, having, he was having a Walkman, or what you call as a tape recorder, and with a headset on, and he was smilingly and jolly singing and mopping the floor with full happiness. So there was a old man, pretty rich guy, came to drink coffee to the shop, and when he looked at Jayaprataka Maharaj in a very happy mood, he went and asked only one thing: how you are just a janitor, maybe you are not even able to meet your ends. Of course, from a family upbringing, Jayaprataka Maharaj and a lot of other senior devotees, they are from a very wealthy family, but they gave up all their comfort to serve Srila Prabhupada. So, but from the worldly eyes, this janitor's job is a, you know, poorly paid job. So this guy who came to the coffee shop asked, how is it possible that you are happy? I have money, I have resources, I have facilities, but I'm not happy. How are you happy? What makes you to remain happy, even though apparently you are in a painful condition? Jayaprataka Maharaj that time said 2 points to us, maybe more, but I remember just two. Number one, he said, respect for congregation devotees, or the feeling for what a congregation means, it came to me because when I worked for an outside person and I still need to maintain Krishna consciousness, the respect and the importance of taking care of a congregation, it came in me very, very strongly. That is why congregation preaching is very dear to me. And second thing is how Srila Prabhupada made our living very easy and happy, even though apparently we may be doing sorts of all odd jobs and tough jobs and challenging jobs. At the end of the day, they all please us. So the third reflection is that these processes of Krishna consciousness that Mahaprabhu is speaking has got the power, potency to keep us happy, keep us fully charged up, even though we face challenges, even though we face pain, even though we face disturbances, even though we don't get everything that we want. Just the thought that I am serving, working for Krishna is good enough. And that way we will be able to make it very fast to the spiritual abode. So hence the third reflection is about not just that to be cynical of inviting pains to our life. It is to say that as a missionary, we are always prepared to do those things that we would otherwise not do it, rejecting them as challenges and pain, but we will do it for the pleasure of glorifying and establishing our spiritual master's mission as our only target in our life. So for that also, this nine processes of devotional service help. By doing these nine processes and various other processes, all we are trying to say is that how busy I am, rather than saying how relaxed or how retired I am. So hence, missionary spirit is not limited to age, time, ashrama, varna, anything for that matter. Those are all slightly external in nature, but what is constitutional in nature is Jivera Swarupahoy, Krishnera Nityadas. So hence we need to give up this mentality of spiritual surrogacy, which is I will only need the pleasure quotient, pain I will outsource, pain I will not try to, you know, subscribe to. So hence it is extremely important for us to learn to adopt these 9 processes that has been spoken about to save us from this vicious maya. I will end this session by, you know, remembering the song Bhaja Hure Mana, in which Govinda Das is singing how my mind just worship the lotus feet of Nanda, which make one fearless. Having obtained this rare human birth, cross over this ocean of worldly existence through the association of saintly persons. Because this association of saintly persons is so nice, it is like a walking through, if you are walking through a perfume shop, just walk inside the perfume shop and come out, you will get the fragrance getting attracted towards you. You don't even need to touch them, you don't even need to spray on you. Just walking amongst, walking around, walking within the perfume shop itself can give us some aroma. Similarly, if you are surrounded by, if you are staying near, if you are associating with devotees, that itself will help us to gain some very positive, and we will become fearless. We should become fearless because Krishna is in their heart. Both in the day and at night, I remain sleepless, suffering the pains of heat and cold, the wind and the rain. For a fraction of flickering happiness, I have uselessly served wicked and miserly men. So hence, that chapala sukalabha lagire. Just chapala sukalabha means so for some petty desires. And finally he says, what assurance of real happiness is there in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons and family members? This life is tottering like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore, you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari. And the way you should do is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Mandanam, Padasevanam, Dasyam, Pujana, Sakijana, Atma, Nivedana, the way Mahaprabhu is listing over here. So, before we conclude, I just want to summarize our discussion today. As a part of our discussion, we discussed that how the devotional service is defined by 2 definitions, which one being Sarva Upadhi Vinir Muktam Tatparatyena Nirmalam Hrishikena Hrishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate, wherein we are expected to get rid of the Upadhis, false designations, by engaging ourselves, engaging our senses in serving Hrishikesa. And you can also argue the converse could be true, where when our Upadhis are gone, we will be able to serve Hrishikesa. Or when we serve Hrishikesa, very nicely, Upadhis automatically go away. And once we do that, we get elevated to the next higher stage of Uttama Bhakti. And that Uttama Bhakti is established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very easiest and a very practical way, understanding the mood of people in Kali Yuga. So with that as a premises, we have discussed 3 sets of reflection. And the first reflection is about how we can perform devotional service, pure devotional service, as a sincere practitioner by inculcating 3 vital qualities, which is avichinna, which is without interruption, and ahaituki, without reasons or motives, and avyavahita, which means without cessation or with resonating in the same frequency as that of the Supreme Lord. And when we do that, actually means we do that through the processes of 9 processes of devotional service that this verse talks about. And the second reflection that we spoke about is one of the practical ways to implement this without interruption, without reason, and without cessation is to be a missionary in the mission of our spiritual master, which means Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam should be our mission. And whatever activities we do, it should be in our nerves, it should be in our thoughts, it should be in our priority. So keep this mission as our life and goal, and become a missionary being a missionary actually mean that I have no personal agenda. I have commitment towards my spiritual master's order, and all my priorities are centered around fulfilling that. And finally, as a missionary, we are not expecting just only pleasurable, enjoyable things and not rejecting the painful and the challenging portion of Krishna consciousness. As I explained about thinking like a spiritual surrogacy, where I outsource my pain to all my fellow members and I look forward only for Krishna consciousness, pleasurable things. So we get to an understanding, if we take up those challenges, if we take up those pains, there is a pleasure in that. There is a pleasure in serving our Guru Parampara by taking up the most difficult things, because it is not by our endeavor we succeed. It is by Krishna's mercy we succeed, and Vaishnava's mercy we succeed. And finally, we concluded with the song Baja Hure Mana, wherein Govinda Das is saying that Chapara Sukha is something that I have been longing for, but now I come to realize that it is worship, being the divine feet of Lord Hari, is the ultimate. Hence, I am ready to worship through this process of Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakhi Jana Atma Nivedana Govinda Dasa Abhilashare. So thank you so much. With this, I end here. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. What a wonderful, just simply beautiful class. Every single solitary point just kind of hit to the core, and especially when you mentioned Guru Maharaj Jayapataka Swami, I was just thinking, enumerated each one of those characteristics of pure devotion, I was just thinking he is a perfect example of that. No health, health, wealth, or any other kind of issues stopped him, is stopping him, and he is continually uninterrupted, without cessation and without motivation, perfectly exemplified by him. To this day, he is, whether he can speak clearly or not, he is every day giving Chaitanya Charitamrita class, every single solitary morning. And it just, it just proves to me how blessed we really are to be in the association of such advanced devotees. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Agla Shishla Prabhupada. Very nice. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. It was a beautiful class. Very, very nice. The way you were talking about, Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam is the meditation that we do throughout while we do Shravanam Kirtanam to be a missionary. Very, very beautifully said, Prabhu. And also, of course, the story of Jayapataka Maharaj was so beautiful, very, very nice, very inspiring to see how he is so perfectly situated. Thank you, Prabhu. The entire class was very, very inspiring. Thank you for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. All worship to Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you very much for the wonderful class and so many nice examples that you gave, especially remembering about a particular point from Sri Radhanath Swami Maharaj. When you were talking about the person who was a thief and who came to a temple by chance, and then he was, the police said that was the greatest atonement for him. And I was just thinking that because happiness is in the perspective of the person. For materialistic people, it seems as though devotees are suffering, but devotees are also happy in their way of life. And same way for devotee, when they see materialistic people, they think, how do they think these things as happiness, because these are temporary. So I was just remembering one point that I heard some time back, that Maharaj said that these hippies or drug addicts, they are actually just doing all these things because they just don't know what else to do. So mostly we are doing a lot of things because of social pressures,
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, so mostly a lot of people, we have to sometimes mingle with some people, so we start doing things because we want to please them, and because of social obligations and other things, we get into some things. Otherwise, as you said, Jivara Swarupa Hoi Nityare Krishna Das. So we are actually getting a lot of pleasure by serving Krishna, but we get into these things sometimes because of social pressures. And so I was just remembering that how happiness, you know, different people perceive it in a different way. Thank you, Prabhu, very much.
Very nice, Haribol. Nice to hear from you, Krishna. Anybody else have any questions or comments?
Hi, Krishna. Guru Maharaj. Prabhuji, I just wanted some queries I had. Like when you said that when a person is satisfied in devotional service, right? And then we talked about, then you talked about the Shravanam Kirtanam. So when we say satisfied in devotional service, how exactly should we define satisfied in devotional service?
I was referring about the translation that Srila Prabhupada has given to this verse. I was not saying satisfied, I was saying established. So, after one is established in devotional service, and the way the definition of established is very nicely.
Prabhu, you're getting cut off. We cannot hear you. Hi, Bhut.
I don't know, a few set of verses in this particular. Prabhu, what is he is telling about what are not part of Krishna? Difficult, what is he saying about?
Your voice is cutting off, Prabhuji. We cannot hear you clearly.
Hare Krishna, how about now?
Yes, Prabhu, could hear now.
Yeah, sorry. So I was saying that how in this chapter, the same chapter, I was reading the translation where the translation says, after one is established in devotional service, and the word established is explained by Mahaprabhu in this chapter itself. The last set of 50-60 verses, if you read, Mahaprabhu is giving a detailed analysis where established actually refers to different characteristics of devotional service, different choices of devotees, different choices of association which we should avoid. So he's giving a very scientific explanation to get this established. But to put it in a simple, you know, summary, after establishing Krishna consciousness means getting rid of our anarthas. Because establishing, installing a devotion starts only when we get rid of our vices, only when we get our at least external uncleanliness and internal superlative uncleanness, superficial uncleanness should be removed. There are many more layers of dirt which will get further cleansed up through this process, but at least the basic anarthas, what we call as anartha nivritti, according to Nectar of Devotion, anarthas are there even after anartha nivritti stage in different subtle forms. But anartha nivritti stage, it is considered the fourth stage. Shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti. Anartha nivritti stage is important stage where we clean, wash and get rid of some huge chunk of unwanted things in our heart. And that stage you can call ourselves as kind of established. You can also, every stages in Krishna consciousness, you can stay, I'm established in that stage, I'm established in the next higher stage. But in this current context, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about established, he's referring about how after practicing serious Krishna consciousness, how after we choose our association, how after we choose the process in which we are supposed to execute, we need to focus on these processes that he's talking about over here. Am I making sense?
Yes, Prabhuji, yes.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Ram Gurudai, Prabhuji, Tanvat Param, Sila Prabhupada, Sila Urudev, Tijay. Thank you very much for very nectarine class as usual. And you are given a, such a nice example by the that is the aroma of perfume when we are passing from that area. So that the devotee's association is so important. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for all the points, Srila Prabhupada, all the realization, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Any other comments or questions? Okay, thank you so much for this association as always. It's our pleasure to be in your assembly and learn Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice, wonderful explanation, detailed explanation. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
If there is no question or comment, we can stop the discussion. One chakal, but let's play the operation system, Prabhuji and all the devotees. One chakal pataru desya kripa sindhu devaja. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Hiskas Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Ram Giridhari Prabhu.
Hiskas
Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhu. Hare Krishna.